What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Got another good one for you today as we preview Game 5 of the first round of this Warriors-Clippers series. Dubs have a chance to wrap this thing up tonight. Jerry West says he sees a weakness in the Warriors and thinks it's rather obvious. Injury updates on DeMarcus Cousins and Draymond Green and some unconventional advice that Steve Kerr has for Steph Curry. All that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? And if you're looking for Locked On Warriors, ladies and gentlemen, please go ahead and download the new podcasting app, Himalaya. Himalaya not only has personally curated playlists for you, but they're adding brand new features, top-of-the-line features, every single day. And if you don't get me on Himalaya, you can also find me on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, just about everywhere. Make sure you go ahead and click that subscribe button and, throw me a little rate and review, too. Whatever you please, whatever you guys are feeling. The Dubs are taking on the Clippers tonight in Game 5 of their first round series. A chance for the Dubs to wrap this thing up and get ready for round 2, which will most likely be against the Houston Rockets, who are also playing Game 5 tonight. Also have a chance to wrap this one up this evening. The Jazz beating them in Game 4 it's not huge. It's not going to swing the series or anything, but at least they're matching the number of games potentially instead of Rockets getting a sweep and Warriors potentially playing 5. Not that it's that big of a deal, but it is something. So as far as tonight's game goes, some things to look for this evening. Number one is Steph. Steph and his foul trouble, Steph and his shooting, his rhythm. He hasn't had a really great game. Game one was really, actually, okay, game one, he was great. But game two, game three, and game four, he's been in foul trouble in each of them. And game two and game three, he did play really well up until he got into foul trouble, came back in, had zero rhythm. Game four, he came back in for 2 minutes. Steve Kerr saw that he was bumbling around, said, forget it, we're done for the night. You know, we got a 30-point lead. We're going to wrap this thing up. Go ahead, get to the bench. So that's something to look for tonight is Steph just in general. Can he get in a rhythm? Can he stay out of foul trouble? Because that's a big thing. Maybe not for this series, but moving forward, the Warriors can't afford to have him on the bench and losing rhythm every game. You know, they have a rotation they want to stick to, and Steph getting into foul trouble hurts that and has hurt that for 3 straight games. So luckily this team is as loaded as any team has ever been in the history of the NBA. So Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson last game are able to pull their weight. Andre Iguodala's had a hell of a season and playoff so far. But it's not something you want to continue to rely on. It's not something you want to get used to. The next one is Klay Thompson. Can he stay hot? Obviously, he was off the hook the last game. He had 27 points in the first half last game. Went 6-9 from 3. He was 12-20 from the field, which he could do better, but still had a great game. 27 points in the first half, like I said, 32 overall. Can he stay hot? The defense has been there. It's been great the whole time. I've continued to say that because it has. He's not just a guy who only scores. So even when he's not scoring, he's still contributing. But can this continue? Because if it does, it's very hard to beat this team because Steph, KD, usually going to get their numbers regardless. And then you throw in Klay putting up numbers. It's tough. It's tough to battle. And then also the bench / second unit. So the bench and second unit are different to me. The second unit I refer to is that either it's been thrown off recently because of Steph's foul trouble, but usually it's Quinn Cook, Klay, Sean, Andre, and Bogut. And they played well this last game. Steph was actually a part of it this last game because of his foul trouble, because of the jumbled up rotation. But they put up, like 9 straight points, I believe, against the Clippers to take to take the lead, extend the lead in the early fourth, and that really helped put them away and was big because anytime you can add to the lead or at the very least maintain when Steph or KD or both of them are off the court, that's a win for the Warriors. And then the bench just in general, I thought Alphonso McKinney played well in his last game. Can he continue to do that, continue to contribute? He's not going to give you any 20-point games or anything, but if you can get 4 or 5 points out of him, a couple rebounds, some solid defense, that's good. Kevon Looney's been great this entire series. Can we see more of that from him? More of the back cuts, more of the just being in the right place at the right time, the solid defense, the rebounding, all of that. Andre's been great. Let's just continue that. Let's keep that going. Would like to see Sean Livingston get it going a little bit, but he also doesn't hurt you is the thing. He's a guy similar to Clay. Just because he's not scoring doesn't mean he's not contributing. So those are some of the things I'm looking for in this game. Also, as far as the Clippers are concerned, do they start Jamichael Green at the 5 again? I don't know about starting him at the 5, but if I was them, I would put him on KD and continue to do that. Not that he's going to stop him, but I think matching size with size is much better than matching trying to put Patrick Beverley or Landry Shamet or whoever on Kevin Durant. Personally, that's what I think. So that's it for tonight's game. Hopefully the Warriors will wrap this one up and, you know, get ready for the second round. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see, though. I think they will. I think that game 2 comeback that the Clippers had could be, I don't want to say one of the best things to happen to them, because obviously it's not, but I do think it's a good thing that they got humiliated. And I think it might have locked them in a little bit, woken them up a little bit, to the point where they're not going to let that sort of thing happen again. That they understand the business at hand right now. It just got real, you know? So I think that's part of it, and I do expect them to wrap it up tonight. Some quick injury updates. DeMarcus Cousins was back with the team this week, watching film and just being around the team. He is still not expected back from his torn quad. By the end of the playoffs, Steve Kerr just said, you know, just thinking conservatively, probably not going to have him back. But the bottom line is the door is still left open a crack, so you can't definitively say that he won't be back. But, well, again, obviously we'll have to wait and see. But this could set up for a pretty epic return and great moments in the finals if the Warriors make it there. Or it could just mean that he misses all the playoffs and the Warriors make it to the finals. Who knows? Draymond Green did leave the game last night, or not leave the game, left the arena last night with a wrap on his, I think it was his left hand, and got an MRI, and he's clean. He's good to go. He's fine. One of those standard injuries you get along the way of a long NBA season and long playoffs. So as far as we know, he's fine. That's the report going around. The MRI was clean, like I said, so nothing catastrophic, obviously. But he's going to need to, take care of it, continue to ice, whatever. And that's something to keep an eye on, see if it affects his play on the offensive end. Defensively, I don't think anything could stop Draymond from being just a nasty, tenacious defender. And that's one more thing to look for tonight's game is just the defense in general. They've played pretty well since game 1, besides about, you know, a 12-minute stretch in game 2. They've been pretty locked in. Let's see if that also continues. And a big part of that is Bogut and Draymond, Andre, Clay, KD. So the entire unit's been locked in. Let's see if that continues. But I don't expect the hand to hurt Draymond's defense one bit. So that's a look at tonight's game, a little injury update on DeMarcus Cousins and Draymond Green. And then we're also going to come back, talk about Jerry West, who sees a weakness, an obvious weakness, in the Warriors. And Steve Kerr has some interesting advice for Steph Curry. All that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? The Dubs taking on the Clippers tonight in Game 5 of Round 1 of the NBA playoffs. They have a chance to wrap this series up. And Jerry West, the former Lakers, I think Grizzlies, Warriors, advisor, GM, vice president of basketball operations, whatever title it was, sat down and talked about the Clippers, about the Warriors, just about everything pretty much, as he does. And it turns out he believes that there is one obvious weakness to this Warriors team. And it's nothing new. We've heard it for the entire season. We've heard it for ever since they got Kevin Durant, really, was the depth of the Warriors, which I guess I understand. I just have trouble really figuring out who they don't have that they once did. I guess before they got KD with Barbosa and Spates and who else was on the bench during that time? Festus, you know, I guess with those guys, there was a little more depth. But right now, I don't see what they're missing from last year to this year. Maybe David West, you know, running that second team offense. But you were starting to have that with DeMarcus Cousins. That injury hurt, obviously. So, I don't know. Sure. I guess picking a weakness on one of the greatest teams ever is, it doesn't mean that they're incredibly weak on the bench. It's just not as good as their, you know, four all-star starters, five when they had DeMarcus Cousins. I don't know. You guys know I kind of disagree with this take about the bench being the weak point or that it's exploitable or anything like that. But Jerry West did go on to say that in the playoffs, it doesn't really matter because you can play your guys 40 minutes. It doesn't matter as much as it might have during the regular season, but their weak point is the bench, which, again, I don't know, whatever. They could get better on the bench. It's definitely something they should try and do during the offseason, but it's tough to predict this offseason because of not knowing what happens with Kevin Durant, et cetera. So we'll save the offseason stuff for the offseason. But right now, Jerry West, in an interview, did mention he thought the bench was weak, which, sure, why not? But he also did make sure to mention that it doesn't really matter during the playoffs. So, I don't know. You got Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston coming off the bench, Kevon Looney, who's been great all year, Quinn Cook, depending on how you use him, Alphonso McKinney. I don't know. Is Austin Rivers better than any of those guys? Maybe McKinney? Maybe. So, I don't know. And I've said that a lot already during this podcast. But, and the reason I pick Austin Rivers is because are the Rockets considered deep? So, Austin Rivers and Kenneth Faried and who else do they have coming off the bench? Daniel House are better than Kevon Looney, Andre Iguodala, and then pick a third, Livingston, McKinney, Quinn Cook, whoever. I would disagree. So anyways, that's just where I'm at with that. But Jerry West is a legend, and you listen to what he has to say. When he speaks, you listen. So there was that. Always good to hear from Jerry West, too. So, I mean, I wasn't being sarcastic. Like, when he speaks, you listen. When there's an article out about Jerry West, you should always read it. I don't think any amount of money would make him leave the Clippers for the Lakers either. That's just a random thought thrown in there because of the Magic Johnson resigning in disgrace. I don't think they can get Jerry West back. Personally, we'll see. Steve Kerr gave Steph Curry some unconventional advice, but I absolutely agree with it. Steve Kerr gave him three words that I hope Steph listens to, but three words were his advice. Let him score. Let them score. And what he's talking about is basically, man, stop reaching. Let them score. If that's what it comes down to, you are so much more important than 2 points. You being on the floor is way more important than them scoring 2 points. We need you on the floor. When you're not on the floor, it hurts us. And then when you're not on the floor, it messes up our rotations. It's been, what, I think in all four games, Steph Curry has had at least four fouls. And during the regular season, he... Okay, so actually, over the final 27 games, he only had four or more fouls four times. In four games in the playoffs, he had four fouls each game. And it's something he needs to control. And I've continued to talk about it because, like, it is a minor problem right now. Steve Kerr said sometimes he just gets in the habit of trying to strip the ball. So more than anything, it's just about trying to get him past that habit. I keep telling him how valuable he is. I'd much rather he just got out the guy's way and gave him a layup and kept playing. He's much more valuable than 2 points, and we've got plenty of help. Our defense is predicated on help. And Steph is prideful, man. Not only is it, I want to play well for my team, this and that, he also hates the idea that, oh, he's a shooter and he does all the offensive stuff. He's not a good defender. He hates that. So he's doing everything he can in his power to quell that, you know, terrible take. But at the same time, they can't afford to have him sitting out because of stupid, preventable fouls. There are some that just happen. You know, you're in the midst of a game and you're trying to take a charge and they call it a block. Oh, well. You trying to strip the ball every play and getting four fouls in the first 20 minutes of the game or your first 20 minutes of playing time does not help the team at all. And Steve Kerr, that's just basically what Steve's saying. And if it really comes down to it, let them score. Let them score. Because of all the reasons I've already said. But Steph did say, you know, sometimes it's just a lack of focus on his part, and he's got to clean it up, which I agree with, which I absolutely agree with. Some quick stats that I want to throw at you about the Dubs and their playoff run, because even with the collapse in Game 2, the offense has been absolutely humming. It has been the best in the NBA, and I don't just say that because it's fun and they're fun to watch or anything or, you know, look at those dunks. Yeah, I say that because it's fact. Through four games in the playoffs, the Warriors lead the NBA in points per game, field goal percentage, three-point field goal percentage, assists, free throw percentage, and the last one, which isn't so great, is turnovers. So we definitely have to do something about that. Definitely going to have to clean that one up. And they've done better over their last two games to cut the turnovers down to 12.5 a game, when the first two, they were averaging 21.5. Kevin Durant had the 9 turnover game, which was bad, was very bad. But he's been able to clean it up over the last two games. He's had around 4 or 5 in those games, but you live with that because of how much he's handled the ball and because he's putting up 38 friggin' points. Andrew Bogut, on top of that, is averaging more points, more rebounds, and more assists per game than his previous two playoff runs with the Warriors. So that's one of the more interesting things to me, and I kind of mentioned it a little bit in our last podcast just about how well he's playing. And I don't think he got better. I don't think there's anything that has changed. I honestly think it's the fact that he only played 28 games in Australia and is back here on a team and a system that he understands and is already an incredibly high IQ basketball player and knows what he's doing and all that stuff. But I think the fact that he is rested and ready to go. I mean, I'll tell you what, his scoring looks a little better. That little hook shot he's got on the inside, little push shot. It's just crazy. It's crazy to me, and he's been a godsend for this team, especially after the DeMarcus Cousins injury. Because if DeMarcus Cousins goes down without Andrew Bogut on this team, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're trying to do to fix it. Is Gortat on the team right now? I don't know what they would have done. Greg Monroe, maybe? I don't know. Bogut's been a godsend. He's been playing great. So I just wanted to throw that out there. He's playing better than his last two playoff runs with the Dubs. And the main difference is the fact that he played an 82-game season in those runs. And this season, he only played 28 in Australia, where he was the MVP. Going to take one last break. Come back. I want to break down tonight's action in the NBA, the other two Western Conference series played tonight. And, we got some results we got to get to because that could affect the Dubs in the very near future. That's coming up next year on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just want to go over some of the scores from tonight. I'll start with the Eastern Conference because it doesn't really matter for the Warriors yet. Both the Raptors beat the Magic, ended their series 4-1, and the Sixers beat the Nets, ended their series 4-1. So both those teams are moving on, as we all expected. In the second round, it will be the Bucks taking on the Celtics and the Raptors taking on the Sixers. In the Western Conference, the Nuggets beat the Spurs by 18 to go up 3-2 in that series. That's going to be most likely the longest Western Conference series because the Portland Trail Blazers, on a last-second, damn near 40-footer from Damian Lillard, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 118-115. They were down 17 at one point, and Dame went off. This was his game. I tweeted out earlier that he might have to do it by himself, and he might just do it. He ended up scoring 50, went 10 of 18 from three. CJ didn't have a great game. He got it together a little bit in the fourth, but this was Dame's night. He went off. He put the team on his back, got the win, first playoff series win in over 3 years, or in 3 years, and this is the third year in a row that the Oklahoma City Thunder are eliminated in the first round. Russell Westbrook went 11 of 31 for 29 points. Took him 31 shots to score 29 points. Paul George went 14 of 20, scoring 36 points. There's something wrong there. Those numbers don't add up. But, oh well. OKC is sent home early, and as far as the Warriors are concerned, maybe for the best. But again, OKC was playing so bad that does it really matter if they ended up seeing OKC? The thing is, Portland doesn't play much defense. OKC at least has the ability to. But again, who cares? Because OKC's gone. So if the Warriors can get past the Clippers, get past Houston next round, that's assuming that both the Warriors and the Rockets wrap up their series tonight. If they can get past Houston, they'll either be playing Portland, San Antonio, or Denver, which they'll take. They'll gladly take those options. Now they just have to take care of their own business tonight against the Clippers and next series against the Rockets. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.